The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Angelina Bucher about her wedding at Shades of Green at Walt Disney World. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she and her fiancé chose Shades of Green and what the planning process was like, and of course, how everything turned out. So welcome, Angelina.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiance decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Shades of Green.
Of course, there has to be a little bit of a backstory to it. My husband and I both are active duty in the Air Force. And originally, we had just done a courthouse ceremony and planned on doing a wedding later, mainly because we knew we were going to pay for it and we needed to save up. And we originally had an entire wedding planned in Tennessee, because that's where we had hopes that I was going to get stationed there with him. The military had other plans and sent us out here to Washington, in which I had to completely rethink our wedding. And somehow between looking at his home state, my home state here in Washington, Florida happened to be pretty much the cheapest, the most bang for your buck. And we found Shades of Green from one of my bridesmaids. She got married at Shades of Green 2 years ago. And after hanging out with her and her parents, they talked it up so much. And I was like, I can actually have a Disney wedding. I'm such a Disney girl. I used to go to Disneyland every year, every Christmas with my dad. So actually being able to make a Disney wedding real almost seemed unreal. But after looking into it, looking at the prices and looking at, you know, the packages and what all came with it, it actually worked out that somehow was going to be the cheapest venue.
That's great. So then which venues did you choose at Shades of Green for the ceremony and the reception?
Initially, when we had booked, it had already been less than 6 months away, so half of the deposit was due. And we booked the gazebo, which is where most brides get married at Shades of Green, outside at the gazebo. And about a month after we booked, we got the notification that the gazebo was now closed for renovation for the next year. And I just about had a heart attack when I got that email, because the whole reason we were doing Shades of Green in February really was so I can have my outdoor ceremony. That was one thing I was dead set on. I did not want to have a ceremony indoors. And it ended up working out after I had to contact the golf course and the director of marketing at the golf course, after my husband had looked at venue after venue, trying to find where we can do a ceremony, because we knew the reception was still going to be at Shades of Green inside the ballroom. We just didn't know now where the ceremony was going to take place. So I had to contact the director of marketing for the golf course because it's separate from the hotel. And they ended up making it work out. So I still had my outdoor ceremony out on the golf course, which is just outside the property line of Shades of Green. And then we all went inside and had the reception inside the ballroom.
Oh, that's fantastic. How many people did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
So we made sure that everyone that we wanted at the wedding could come before we sent the invites out. We sent about 34 invites out, and then last minute, a couple individuals couldn't get the time off work. So we ended up having, I think, exactly 31.
Got it. Okay. Can you talk a little bit about which package you chose and how you chose it for Shades of Green?
So Shades of Green, they have three different packages. Their smallest one, I believe it's called Magnolia. That is basically just the ceremony and what most other Disney fairy tale wedding brides know as a cake and champagne ceremony or celebration. And that was their smallest one, but it was for pretty much 30 people or less. And I knew I wanted a reception. So I went with the silver package, which is the ceremony, everything included, a reception for 4 hours. It was basically all inclusive. They had a buffet and two different options that you could choose from, souvenir champagne flutes for us. And that one was for 31 to 50 people. Now, we knew we couldn't afford more than 50 people, nor did we want to have that many people. So the silver package worked perfect, especially because we ended up having exactly 31 people.
Oh, that's great. Now, I know the coordinators at Shades of Green really just work on the venue and securing that. Did you hire an outside wedding planner to help with the planning?
I did not. I kind of thought I could handle it on my own because Shades of Green was essentially an all-inclusive venue. Really, the only thing you have to look for outside of there is really the photographer and a DJ. And they give you a full list of all the approved vendors. So I thought, I was like, yeah, this is fine. Like, I can go through the list and do it myself. I do kind of wish I had a little more help, though, or I actually hired someone to do more of the research, because working full-time while trying to plan a wedding, you know, that in and of itself is a full-time job. So I wish I did, but I didn't.
Interesting. Okay. And then did you guys add any Disney touches or have a theme?
So I kept with our original theme of a country, a rustic modern, but now because it was, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted it outdoors too, was because I had this barn style wedding that I always wanted. So I kept that theme, especially because we still had our outdoor ceremony. It all worked out. And now I was like, oh, I get to throw in some Disney touches here. So we had quite a few. The bottom of my boots, I wore cowboy boots, so the bottom of them said Dan with the backwards N, like from Toy Story with Andy. Mm-hmm. And then we had our cake topper, which was up themed. I did a first look with my dad, so I got him a handkerchief that had Mickey Mouse on it and Mickey cufflinks. My husband had Stormtrooper cufflinks and Chewbacca socks. And then our souvenirs or party favors were the Mickey Mouse bottle openers.
Oh, that's great. Now, since your ceremony was out on the golf course, did you add any floral or decor to kind of create an altar area, or how did you do that?
So the altar was actually kind of a surprise. Originally, I didn't have any floral planned out there. I thought it was going to be just a very basic arch, and I was completely okay with that because as long as I was having my outdoor ceremony, I was going to be happy. And then about a week before we flew out there, our coordinator emailed me and she said, send me a picture of your flowers. The floral department is going to come up with something for the arch. And I was like, ooh, okay. So I had no idea what that even looked like until I got out there, and it was really a nice surprise. And then the petals, I made sure I wanted petals to line the aisle, so I made sure that we got those before we got there.
Got it. Okay. And then did you do any floral or decor for the reception at the Magnolia Ballroom?
The only floral that we had in there really was just my bouquet and my bridesmaids' bouquets. I used both of theirs as centerpieces for two of our four tables, and then we had fake eucalyptus, like eucalyptus vines, to add a few touches here and there.
Oh, that's nice. Did you put it out yourself or have somebody from your group put it out for you?
So unless you hire someone with Shades of Green, you have to set everything up yourself. So since my bridesmaids got ready first with hair and makeup, they were already ready while I was just getting started on my hair. So they actually went out there into the ballroom and set everything up with the help of a couple of my guests.
Oh, that's great. Did you add any entertainment to your reception?
So we didn't. That was one of the things we tried. We wanted to save a little money, and DJs are not cheap. So I, quote unquote, hired my brother to be our DJ. And really, it was just setting up a playlist and making sure he was in charge of this song gets played during the first dance and this gets played during, you know, the father-daughter dance and whatnot.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you have any menu items from your meal at Shades of Green or cake flavors that you can recommend?
So our cake was probably my favorite thing in the entire world. We did our cake tasting the day after we arrived in Florida, and it was a week before the wedding, and we tried all the cake flavors. And because our cake was a small, it was a two-tiered cake, I got to pick my favorite flavors and my husband got to pick his. So we had two separate tiers. He picked it was a chocolate cake with a hazelnut filling, and mine was a lemon cake with raspberry filling. And I still dream about that cake today.
Oh, that's awesome. Who made the cake?
It was by one of their vendors. So again, when you book, they give you a full list of approved vendors, and that's the only vendor that makes the cake. That's the only people you can go through.
Was it It's Tasty Too?
Yes, It's Tasty Too.
Got it. Okay, great. And any menu items from your reception meal that you would recommend?
Honestly, everything was absolutely delicious. Like, I don't even know if I can pick out one thing. Because it's a buffet style, it was delicious. For our hors d'oeuvres, we had, I don't remember the full name of it, but it was basically like salami with like a cream cheese mixture inside of it. Those were absolutely delicious. And then the teriyaki meatballs were amazing.
That's great. Did you add any other events like a dessert party or a welcome party?
We didn't. I wish we did. Looking back, I felt I made it more about myself instead of trying to involve everyone in the whole Disney experience. Looking back, I wish that we had done a dessert party, but instead we did a welcome party just back at our Airbnb and catered Chipotle.
Oh, great. Got it. So can you give my listeners an overview of how your day ran?
Yeah, so it was actually a super relaxed day until everything started. So the girls stayed the night with me in my room. So did my mom. And it started with, we woke up around 8:45 and woke up later than planned because we wanted to head down to the breakfast buffet that they have at Shades of Green, which also is delicious. And ended up having to scarf down our food because we had a longer wait than planned and had to get back upstairs for hair and makeup to start. So we quickly ate our food, got up back to our room, and then hair and makeup started at 9:30. And it was, you know, very relaxed. It was only us four girls and then our hair and makeup artist. And it was just us hanging out until probably around like 3. I'd say about 2:30 is when the girls finished up their hair and makeup and started getting the ballroom ready. I was still in there with my mom while we were getting our hair done. Photography got there around 4 and started doing getting ready pictures and pictures of us girls. And then I did a first look with my dad like at 4:45. And then the ceremony was outdoors at 5. And then straight from there, right after the ceremony, only took about 30 minutes. And we did pictures outside. Everyone else went inside for cocktail hour and hors d'oeuvres while my husband and I were outside doing all of our pictures, and then got inside about 7 o'clock when the reception was to start. And then it was just the reception the rest of the night.
Got it. Okay. So from all of that, do you have a favorite memory from your day?
I think my favorite memory. So after the ceremony, it started raining and we had beat the rain just in time, but everyone was running inside. And because we had it on the golf course, the people that worked at the golf course left a golf cart for us so that we could drive around the golf course to get pictures. but it started raining. So that was the closest place to find shelter. So myself, my brother, and my bridesmaids, we all ran to the golf cart and we looked at the trail and we were like, this will lead to the front of the hotel. And we ended up driving all the way around the golf course, trying to find the way to the front of the hotel so we could get back into the ballroom. And we were gone for probably 15 minutes and everyone was freaking out. And we just kind of went on a little joyride and it was actually a lot of fun.
It sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Okay, so when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your time or your budget?
For me, photography. I am a person that if I'm bored, if I'm just sitting there, I'll go back through my camera roll and look at my pictures. So to me, photography is huge. However, we did have a set budget that was agreed upon with me and my husband that we didn't want to spend more than that. So majority, aside from paying what we had to for the wedding altogether, because it was all inclusive, really, we spent the most money on photography. And I wish we could have spent more because I wish we could have had more pictures.
Oh, got it. Were there aspects where you saved your money or just your time?
I truly believe I did save a lot of time by picking shades of green because they did most of the research with the approved vendors for you. But also, you know, we didn't really care for a DJ too much. So we saved a lot of money in hiring my brother.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Was there anything that you were worried about when you were planning and then it turned out not to be something to worry about?
I was truly worried about finding a venue for the ceremony. After the whole gazebo closed, there was quite a bit of time of working with coordinating with the golf course, coordinating with Shades of Green. So there was a lot of unknown as to where the ceremony was going to be. And really just kind of the whole day, you know, a lot of people don't get married twice. And a lot of people don't go to a lot of weddings. So I didn't really know what to expect for the whole day. And I was very relaxed in the sense that, hey, go with the flow. You know, things are going to go wrong, but it was a lot of going into the unknown.
Definitely. Yeah, I think a lot of us forget that you're not supposed to be an expert at this because you've never done it before and you're probably never going to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Quite a few things. So starting off, of course, you know, you can't control the weather. So the rain hit right at the end of our ceremony, which was a bummer because it put a damper on our pictures. But I was still happy that, you know, the ceremony still happened. We brought our dog. His name is Chewy, and he is an emotional support animal, which is how we were able to bring him. And he wore a cute little tux that day. However, as I was ironing it that morning, one of the buttons popped off. And I was like freaked out for a second, but I was like, things are going to happen. Just breathe. We need to find a solution. And my mom and I are sitting there for probably 30 to 45 minutes trying to shove a safety pin through the button and then back through the hole to make sure it stayed together. And we ended up half getting it, but it still wasn't, you know, wasn't how it was supposed to be. So that was one of the things that went wrong, but hey, we moved on. And then really a big thing for me that I still look back at today was the photography. Again, I wish that we had booked longer so that we could have more of those pictures and something to look back on. But our photographer wasn't Nicole Amy. It was one of her other photographers who I felt was very relaxed and wasn't as stern with the group as someone could be. So, you know, some of our pictures just look kind of chaotic. It doesn't look very organized. And in that sense, I was very nitpicky about them. You know, these are pictures you're going to have, you know, for the rest of your life. And we had the golf cart to go wherever we wanted on the golf course. And we ended up staying on property and the lighting on some of the pictures was off. And the whole thing with all the pictures really just didn't turn out how I had hoped.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you have any other advice or tips for couples who might be interested in booking a Shades of Green wedding or vow renewal?
I would definitely say go for it. It is one of the more affordable options for being all-inclusive. Everything, the food was amazing, the cake was amazing. The location, you know, it's one of the better locations that you can get. If you're thinking about a wedding pavilion ceremony, but you can't afford it, or an actual, you know, ceremony inside the park, but you can't afford it, you know, Shades of Green is right there. It's amazing. And the sales coordinator that I had was absolutely amazing and did everything she could to make sure not only that I was happy, but that everything was explained, everything was understood. If you're looking for an all-inclusive venue, Shades of Green is definitely the way to go.
That's great advice. Well, Angelina, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I think you've offered a lot of great tips for anyone who's interested in getting married at Shades of Green, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.